Chapter 4. Breakfast was in the pub. It was part of the bed and breakfast aspect of the castle. The pub didn't turn into a pub until 11:30 a.m. It was then when it opened, not just to those staying at the castle, but to visitors staying at other B&Bs or hotels or guest houses in the village. Some of those staying at the castle hadn't heard the clock or the strange wailing sound that had seemed to shake the very stone. Some had, and most of them stopped by the booth where Devon ate with Rocky, Kelly, Seamus, and Brendan. Some were regulars for St. Paddy's at Kearney and had known Colm. They offered their sympathy to the family, and then asked about the wailing sound that had shaken the castle at midnight.
"Ethereal. Out of this earth," an elderly man said.
Devon saw a stricken look in Kelly's eyes and answered quickly. "Ah, well, we heard it, so it was real and of this earth," she said lightly. "It's the sound of the wind when it strikes against the cliffs below on certain nights," Seamus explained.
"Hm,"
one woman told them. "Certainly gives credence to those tales told by Gary the Ghost."
"Wicked cool," said their teenaged daughter.
And the two smiled and chatted, and they walked on to their own table.
"Wicked coup?" Brendan asked.
"Aye, brother," Seamus said, nodding. "They must be from New England. It's an expression used there. Ask me niece Devon there," he said, lifting his coffee cup to her. "She's a wicked lovely creature, she is."
"That's kind, Uncle Seamus, thank you," Devon said.
"Wicked cool," Brendan repeated. "Wicked lovely, I like it."
"But do you believe it?" Rocky asked him quietly.
"That Devon is a wicked lovely creature,
indeed I do," Brendan said lightly.
"Thank you again, Brendan, but that's not what he means," Devon said, smiling gently. Brendan was still and thoughtful for a minute, and then he looked at Rocky.
"I don't know," he said quietly. "The sound came the night before the morning the housekeeper found Colm dead."
Kelly reached out a hand to cover her uncle's.
"It is the wind tearing against the cliffs, uncle. I know it," Kelly said. She didn't believe it at all.